Once again, time for our La Caprile Valley School update with Superintendent Scott Lemke. Scott's in the studio once again, and kind of a change of weather. We get cold weather, get warm weather, Scott.
Yeah, technically it's spring according to the calendar, yeah. But I don't know if the weather's figured that out yet.
Nope. Well, thanks for coming in and talking about La Caprile Valley with the school board meeting on last Monday night. So
yeah.
A lot of things to talk about, huh?
Yeah, we did have quite a few things. So we always try to lead off with some honors and recognitions. I do want to give a shout out to last month's honors and recognitions because we recognized our La Caprile Valley bus drivers and transportation department. Oh. And we have a really good one. You know, it's hard to find good drivers, and we have a lot of really good drivers and experienced drivers. And I got the opportunity a while back to take a ride with Gary Borsted, one of our drivers, on his route, and just see, you know, and the roads that they have to navigate are not always ideal. And they do just a fantastic job. So thank you to our drivers and families. If you see them when they pick up and drop off, take a moment to thank them as well.
And I think the drivers, second or third largest district in the state or somewhere in there?
Yeah, geographically, yeah. We're one of the largest districts in the state, and they cover, you know, and on any given day, as families know, we may have, you know, not good conditions on one part of the district, and the other side might look different. And so we're thankful to have very experienced drivers who know what they're doing.
Good. And they help you with the, like, school dismissals and stuff like too, don't you converse with them before?
Yes. Yep. There we have kind of between the sheriff's department and our transportation department and the county, you know, we communicate with a number of different people as we make those decisions. But they're definitely part of it because they know what the road conditions are like.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
And then another group that we recognized was our robotics team, the Jukebots from the high school, coached by Coach Aaron Kuzman. They just had a big competition in Grand Forks with 51 other teams. During the main part of that competition, they placed fifth, which brought them into the kind of the playoff rounds or the finals rounds. And then overall, they finished eighth when they came through that. So again, out of 51 teams, a really good representation. And they brought their robot, and it was really cool to watch. That thing is powerful. And
they brought the robot to the board meeting?
They did, and they demonstrated. You know, they have these challenges each year they change that they have to accomplish, and it usually involves picking up objects and placing them in a bin, and that thing could move. I was very impressed.
I saw a video of it too. Don't they, like, throw the balls?
Yes, yep. So they have to pick these balls up, and then they have to put them somewhere, and usually they do that via throwing because it's faster.
Shoot it out the robot, yeah.
Yep. So...
So what place did they get again?
Well, technically eighth overall, but they were fifth coming out of the kind of the qualifying rounds and then eighth overall. So great job to that team.
Okay, good.
We had a live update from Principal Scott Swatsky from the middle high school, and he talked about the work that their staff has been doing on standards alignment. And again, they've been doing a lot of work with regard to creating college career readiness pathways. So identifying, you know, where students can decide when they're in their high school experience, hey, I want to know more about nursing. And then we have a list of courses a child can take so that they can get versed in that. And so he shared about that. And in the interest of time, I'll just tell people if that's something you're interested in, maybe go check out. We post those meetings publicly on our website. Feel free to go in and check that out. And then something else that's been going on, I hope that people got to go see, I don't know if you did, but we had our performance of The Wizard of Oz in the La Caprile High School at our new auditorium. What a great way to showcase the new digs there. Just the way that they can use colors and lights and things. It was a fantastic first time out of the gate. And so,
Yeah, I heard it was very, very well done. So
yes, awesome. Yes, it was. And so we want to say thank you to all the staff, students, and volunteers that made that happen.
Yeah, it was the first big event in the theater, right?
Yep, we had a couple choir concerts and things to kind of get our feet wet, but this was the first time we pulled out all the bells and whistles. And I have to really give it to Chad Felton and his team. They really... that was the first time using some of those things, and that's when you're also going to find the bugs and things. And he managed to pull that off and get it all ready and have it go off really well for our fans.
Oh, great. So good.
That was really great.
Good.
Just also want to give recognition for gifts and donations. We had quite a few at this last board meeting. Thank you to Rick and Brenda Wilson, who gave a $25 donation to robotics. Home to Home provided donations to a number of different things, including $2,200 to school activities funds. The FIA department received $500, Junior High Student Council $200, Sparkle Club $200, and that was all from the Home to Home group. Karen Tilbury donated $250 to robotics. We had another anonymous donor give $500 to robotics. And Sowable Designs Incorporated gave $62 to the robotics program. And then the Madison Healthcare Services gave Little Eagles Daycare $20,000. That's part of an agreement that we have with them to keep our childcare in the black so we can keep providing that. And so that they give us that every year.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. For those of you that don't know, you can donate to the school, to clubs and stuff like that year round. And you just contact the school for that, I would gather. Huh?
Yes. Yes. And basically that's the money that we use to embellish and make our programming even better and add the things that, that we might not be able to have otherwise. Good. So it's good that they do that.
Yep. And thank you to all the donors for that.
Yes. That's awesome. Thank you, donors. Yep. We also had a kind of a construction update from the board. So our board has a buildings and grounds committee. As you know, we've had a number of referendum projects going on in the middle high school building and out on our grounds, including that that auditorium project. And as we've been coming to the end of that, we're thankful to be able to say that we're fiscally, we've been able to stay within our means. And then due to in interest and things of that nature, we have a little bit of money left. And when we went into the project, there were items that we had that we were hoping to be able to do, but we wanted to make sure that we would be able to fit it all fiscally into the budget. And so Corey, our board chair, spent some time sharing with folks some of the items that they are looking at on that list to now add to that or add back to that project because we have the money to finish it within there. So, and that would be things like, I won't go into all of them, but you know, some of our signs and branding outside the school and on our athletic facilities are not our current branding, their old signage. And so we've looked at, maybe we can afford to upgrade that. And then we have some things like batting cages and things that need to be refurbished, and that would allow us to do those things as well. And so I would just tell families again, if you're interested in knowing what some of those things are, one of the items talked about was the bleachers in the main gym area. If you've been in there, you've seen some of them have damage from softballs and baseballs. You know, this time of year we're practicing, but we're not on the fields yet. Right. So, But if they want to go back and watch any of that, they can see that update from Corey and the work that we're going to have bid out next year. So
okay, good.
And the main one I wanted to share and was that at the meeting on Monday, our board gave approval to an agreement with the Sheriff's Department in Lacaparle for the addition of a school resource officer, or SRO. And we're really excited about that. There are other districts that have that. My previous district had one. But our middle high school building is a building kind of out in the field and which creates challenges for safety and stuff. And so we're really excited about this. This will bring a part-time position where we can have a liaison officer in our building much of the time. Good. And then their duties would be things like, but not included to, or not limited to, excuse me, protecting student, staff, and visitors on our grounds from criminal activity, enhancing the district safety and crisis planning. So they'll be a part of all of our drills and crisis planning meetings, fostering a positive school climate through relationship building and open communication. And we're also hoping over time that we might even be able to parlay this into opportunities for kids to learn about career fields in criminal justice and things of that nature. So the two officers that are deputies that are going to be filling that role are Deputy Eric Dickman and Deputy Jordan Baldwin. And Jordan's there today, and they've been getting their feet wet and moved into their office and getting acquainted with our staff and students. And we're just really excited. It really enhances safety for our building, but I think also just gives kids positive experiences with law enforcement
as
well.
That's right. That's a build a relationship that way too. So that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah. So great things going on. I think that's all we have this time.
Okay, and spring sports is starting.
Yes, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some baseball and softball.
That's right. And some warm weather, too.
So. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And the new softball press box is up and built. And,
it is.
Saw
it is.
That. Now that's I can't wait to broadcast for the first time out of the softball press box there.
Yes, yeah, it'll be really nice. I'm excited for our first games to start happening so we can experience that.
All right. All right, Scott, thanks for coming in and filling us in on what's happening in La Caprile Valley. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's La Caprile Valley Superintendent Scott Lemke with another La Caprile Valley School update.